finish demareerde Chantal Blaak uit een groep van 7 renners. Ze liet haar achtervolgers achter zich en reed solo over de finish. Het is de 3e gouden medaille voor Nederland op het WK wielrennen, na de wereldtitels voor Annemiek van Vleuten en Tom Dumoulin op de individuele tijdrit. Het hoofd van de veiligheidsdiensten in Catalonië verzet zich tegen de overname van het gezag van de politie in zijn regio. Hij zegt dat hij de maatregel van de Spaanse regering niet accepteert. Enkele duizenden Spaanse agenten moeten in Catalonië voorkomen dat er op 1 oktober een referendum wordt gehouden over onafhankelijkheid. De afgelopen dagen gingen herhaaldelijk tienduizenden Catalanen de straat op om te betogen voor onafhankelijkheid. Verwacht wordt dat er nu meer protesten zullen volgen. Mexico is getroffen door de 3e zware aardbeving in enkele weken. De beving met het epicentrum in de deelstaat Oaxaca had een kracht van 6,1. Een aantal gebouwen die door de vorige beving beschadigd waren zijn nu ingestort. Want 2 weken geleden was er in de regio in het zuiden van Mexico een aardbeving van 8,1. Toen vielen er 65 doden. Mexico-stad werd een paar dagen geleden ook al getroffen. En bij die beving kwamen bijna 300 mensen om. Een deel van de 46 voetbalhooligans die gisteravond in Zwolle werden aangehouden zit nog vast. Supporters van Go Ahead Eagles hadden vernielingen aangericht in een trein toen ze terugkwamen van de wedstrijd tegen FC Emmen. Volgens de politie zochten ze in Zwolle de confrontatie met fans van rivaal PEC Zwolle en werden ze de trein ingeleid, waar vervolgens diverse ruiten sneuvelden. Hoeveel fans er nog vastzitten is niet bekendgemaakt. Het weer vanavond en vannacht droog met brede opklaringen, minima tot een graad of 4 en kans op dichte mist. Morgen in de loop van de ochtend zonnig, maar in het oosten wat stapelwolken. Het wordt 17 tot 21 graden. Maandag kans op een enkele bui. Dit was.
Welkom bij Kicks Radio. Radio zoals je het nergens anders hoort. Online, mobiel en via DAB+. Kicks Radio.
Please welcome
Tessa Mol.
Your past. I just want help. I love to last. I don't care, darling, about your thoughts. I just want to satisfy your faults.
About your past.
about your faults. I just want to satisfy your faults.
Wat we willen, 24 uur per dag. Online en mobiel. Dit is Kix.
Dragonhead en Animale op Kix Radio. Goedenavond. Ja la la, ja la la. Ja la, ja la 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 la. Oh, sorry. Ja. Nou, heb je dat dus de hele avond in je hoofd, dankzij mij. Geen dank. Dit is namelijk het nieuws van de week. Carnaval Festival hoorde je, het nummer uit de Efteling als je in die attractie gaat. Het is een soort van It's a Small World, maar dan in het Nederlands met bijpassende vervelende muziek. Maar het nieuws van de week is dat dit nummer dus tegenwoordig gebruikt wordt op station Amsterdam Centraal. Want mensen vinden het zo vervelend dat het eigenlijk het gebruikt kan worden om dus mensen mee weg te jagen. De muziek wordt namelijk opgezet zodat er 's nachts geen mensen in de tunnel blijven hangen, omdat ze denken van ja, ik vind het zo irritant, oké, vervelend muziekje, ik ga toch maar weer verder. Nou, dat blijft dus effectief te zijn, dat scheelt. Hier geen vervelende muziek, nieuwe muziek van My Baby namelijk, Make a 100, hoorde je op Kicks Radio.
Every night I head into town, getting freaky, gonna run around. I took my pills from the medicine cabinet, and my sister said that she ain't having it. In the face of adversity, I take a hit of what they're telling me. Get a feeling that I'm running free. I'm stuck in circles, I'm a devotee.
Kanker Nancy. And you'll follow me down, Kicks Radio. Wist je dat echte rocksterren niet meer bestaan? Nou ja, al dus Liam Gallagher. Afgelopen week dook er namelijk een filmpje op waarin Liam vertelt dat hij tegenwoordig zelf zijn eigen thee moet zetten. Niemand koopt tegenwoordig meer platen, volgens Liam. Dus ja, dan heb je ook geen vier man meer om je thee voor je te zetten. Dat zit er gewoon niet meer in. Geen budget meer voor. Dat dus kortom een enorm kutleven.
In the 90s, I had about four people doing it. Little geezer doing a kettle. Our kid. Some of the little doing that. And some of the little fucking idiot doing that. Now you got to do your fucking. Now you got to do it yourself these days. You know what I mean? Because these fucking little smart asses download fucking tunes for niche. And they wonder why there's no real rock and roll stars around. This is the shit you got us doing, fuckers.
Got up.
Wanna Dance op Kicks Radio. Ken je dat? Dat je elkaar misschien al tijden of jaren niet hebt gezien, maar dat je toch aan één woord genoeg hebt? Nou, dat had ik dus gisteravond. Ik had afgesproken met vrienden van mijn allereerste lokale omroep. Dus toen was ik 14 toen ik daar begon. Dus nou ja, van mijn 14e tot mijn 17e ging ik daar elk weekend naartoe. En iedereen heeft daarna echt wel zijn eigen leven gekregen. Mensen gingen studeren, gingen op kamers. De een woont in Groningen, de ander woont in Twente. Ik woon zelf in Hilversum inmiddels. En we hebben elkaar echt al jaren niet meer gezien. En toch was het gisteravond echt vanouds gezellig en klopte het meteen weer. Alsof ik weer even 15 was. Aan het eind van een drukke week mijn fietsje pakte en naar de studio fietste om gewoon gezellig radio te praten, te maken met mijn beste vrienden. En niet daar hoefde te denken over een baan, over geld, over een huis. Maar gewoon naar mijn beste matties van de radio op de vrijdagavond. Dus de halve dag heb ik vandaag oude fragmenten en platen uit die tijd teruggeluisterd. Met kippenvel op mijn armen en met een glimlach op mijn gezicht. En toen kom ik toch uit bij deze. Dit is de laatste plaat die ik ooit draaide bij mijn eerste lokale omroep. Bij mijn vrienden, mijn clubje. Het einde van het tijdperk, maar nog steeds een mooie herinnering. Dit is Coldplay en Paradise op Kicks Radio.
Jackie's
just 17 and hard to please. She steps on the scene like a gypsy queen, and she's looking at everybody with a secret smile. She got a black tattoo on her body, and it says, when I die, yeah, you know I'll be ready to go. When I die, yeah, you know I'll be ready to go. When I die, yeah, you know I'll be ready to go. When I die, yeah, you know I'll be ready to go. When I die, yeah, you know I'll be ready to go. Dancing toe to toe, when the Reaper comes, I'll be ready to go. The devil's dancing toe to toe, when the Reaper comes, I'll be ready to go. The devil's dancing toe to toe, when the Reaper comes, I'll be ready to go.
Ready to go, hoorde je. Ja, en het is eindelijk weekend. Nou, er zit alweer een hele lekkere zonnige dag op. Maar heb je vanavond nog toffe plannen? Ga je wat leuks doen? Feestje, stappen, gewoon lekker bank hangen? Mag natuurlijk ook. Maar kun je wel een stampplaat gebruiken? Dan roep ik bij deze stampende zaterdag in het leven. Dat houdt in, je moet gewoon even op de Kicks Radio app sturen welke stampplaat jij wilt horen en waarmee jij je zaterdagavond mee wil inknallen. En wie weet hoor je hem dan zo meteen.
Loud music in cars. Loud music in cars. Every day, every place I go. Loud music in cars. Everywhere. Every
multicolored faces and red hands and blue hands grasp at the shapes in his mind. Blackbirds and bluebirds are resting on his shoulders, waiting for their moment to fly. Multicolored feathers against the sky. Silver shadows spread over the landscape, draped over the background as a veil. And we're getting drunk while we look into the sunrise, singing songs of men who had it all but died in jail. Whatever. Like I know one day you'll die, 'cause even multicolored angels die. Whatever, forever, we keep our heads up.
Sorry op Kicks Radio. En je kon je favoriete plaat insturen voor Stampende Zaterdag. En Jorik die heeft dat gedaan. Via de app. Hey Tessa, 30 Seconds to Mars heeft een hele lekkere nieuwe plaat. Maar hun oude nummers zijn ook zeker stampplaten. Zou je alsjeblieft Kings and Queens voor me willen draaien? Maar natuurlijk Jorik, hier is die.
Red and broken, the sound of a fight. Father has spoken. We were the kings and queens of promise. We were the fearsome sons.
Jorik zijn zaterdag is stampend begonnen. Met 30 Seconds to Mars. En Kings and Queens op Kix Radio. En ze komen uit Dublin. Ze zijn dol op onze disco-del. Dat is een soort van frikandel, maar dan met disco-dip. En op kroketten, dat woord kennen ze ook. En ze staan op 31 oktober in Rotterdam, op 2 november in Groningen en op 3 november in de Sugar Factory in Amsterdam. Ik heb het over Otherkin en ik sprak met zanger Luke Riley. For the people in Holland that don't know you and Otherkin yet, can you describe the band in one sentence maybe?
In one sentence, yeah. I think very fast. Party rock.
Your new album, OK, will be out on the 29th of September.
What can we expect
for that?
I suppose you can expect, live fast party rock, probably what fits the bill. But I mean, yeah, it's like we wanted to make quite a sort of simple guitar album where everything you hear is something that when you come to see us live, you'll hear played in front of you. You know, there's very little overdubbing. There's no instruments that aren't guitars or drums or bass. And it's just really kind of fast and like four to the floor and very energetic, a lot of electricity in it. So yeah, we're really happy with it. We can't wait to get it out and see what people think about it.
Yeah, it's almost like a live album maybe.
Exactly, that's how most of it was done, you know. Like we recorded it in a rural part of Dublin with two of our very good friends because they know how to record things. We can't really do that. And yeah, we just had a great time. We did it really quickly. And it was just an absolute blast to make. I mean, there was no stress. It was just like, okay, record the songs and happy days.
And if you say happy days, loud, fast, party rock, where do you get your inspiration to write your music then?
I think where the inspiration that comes from, like the current kind of set of songs we do, is just like a lot of the stuff that we grew up listening to.
Especially...
You know, like bands like Blur, Queens of Stone Age, the Ramones, the Clash.
Yeah.
Like just bands who made really good guitar music and weren't afraid also to have a good time while doing it, because you know guitar music should be a form of escapism, or you know all sort of music. But I feel like with our shows in particular, when you come there, we're not going to hit you over the head with you know too much social messaging or anything like that. I mean, you come to an Otherkin show to escape things for a while and just have a great time. So that feeds into the writing of our music too. We just like to have a good time, basically, and that's what we want other people to have with us.
Yeah, and just enjoy life, really.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Great. And I also heard in another interview that two of you actually studied medicine.
Yeah.
So is this escapism, fun, enjoying life? Is this why you quit that and went into music, maybe?
Yeah, I guess there's probably some reasoning in that. I mean, it was myself and our bassist, David, who studied medicine. And we studied it for 6 years. So, I mean, we were quite serious about it.
Yeah.
And then we got to the end, we graduated, and we had the offer of doing, you know, working jobs or a record deal. And I think we just looked at each other and we were like, we'd be absolutely crazy not to take this record deal and, you know, have a good time. You know, we don't know where it's going to end up. We don't know if... You know, the band will be, you know, a huge success, or in 5 years' time, you know, we're not doing anything. But we just figured let's just do it while we can and have a good time and not worry too much about all careers and, you know, the job ladder and whatnot. Let's just have a great time and play some music.
You also played as a support act for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was incredible. I mean, it was surreal. These are, you know, two bands that all of us grew up listening to and idolizing. I mean, Red Hot Chili Peppers in particular was one of probably the first albums I ever heard. And then Guns N' Roses, I went through a massive Guns N' Roses phase when I was, you know, in my teenage years, like a lot of people here in Ireland. And to play with them was just incredible. Yeah, it was amazing. And hopefully we get to do gigs like that again in the future with other bands that we really love.
Yeah, if you could pick anyone, who would you like to go and talk with?
We'd love to go on tour Queens of Stone Age. We think that'd be amazing.
Your album is coming out. You're going on tour. But what's next on top of your band bucket list? What is your dream to achieve with the band?
I think a goal for all of us would be to play Glastonbury.
Yeah.
That's something we've always wanted to do. And then also we'd love to play in Jules Holland because that's a show that, you know, I've watched countless performances from. throughout the years, like the rest of the guys in the band, and it's just such an iconic show that we'd love to eventually perform on that. And I guess just keep doing what we do and have people appreciate it and come to shows and allow us to do it for a living. That's the main objective we have with Ubican, really, to be able to keep doing this.
You'll be back in Holland this fall, Groningen, Amsterdam, Rotterdam. What's so special about performing in Holland? Why are you here so often?
I've always said that Dutch people are quite similar to Irish people. Like, you know, Dutch people enjoy having a good time, so do Irish people. Dutch people enjoy drinking, so do Irish people.
Yeah.
And Dutch people hate Donald Trump, and so do Irish people. we have a lot in common. And every time we play a show, it just seems to be really crazy. And it's awesome. We don't get that, you know, every country we go to. But I think every time we played a gig in the Netherlands, it's been a really crazy show. Yeah, we can't wait to get back again.
And your album will be out end of September. You have a tour. What's next after that?
I don't know, actually, because we're away for so long. We're going to be away from October 22nd to December 15th.
Yeah.
So we're going to be on the road for a very long time. So we haven't even thought about what we're going to do beyond it. I mean, we're going to do a good bit of touring again in January. But I think we just have to survive those 2 months first. It's going to be incredible. Like, we're going to be in the back of a van driving around all of Europe. And it's going to be very interesting to see what kind of people we are by the time we finish the tour.
Yeah, maybe just sleep it off first and then continue.
Exactly, yeah, I'm going to sleep for a long time. And then, yeah, exactly, plot our world domination.
Coming.
Show. En daarvoor hoorde je nog Other Kin. En Feel It. Nee, niet Make It Move. Nee. En zometeen op Kicks Radio, Matthijs na John Mayer. En In The Blood.
How much of my mother has my mother left in me? How much of my love will be insane to some degree? And what about this feeling that I'm never good enough? Will it wash out in the water, or is it always in the blood? How much of my father am I destined to become? Will I dim the lights inside me just to satisfy someone? Will I let this woman kill me or do away with jealous love? Will it wash out in the water, or is it always in the blood? I can't feel the love I want, I can feel the love I need, but it's never gonna come the way I am. Could I change it if I want it? Can I rise above the flood? Will it wash out in the water, or is it always in the blood? How much like my brothers do my brothers wanna be? Does a broken home become another broken family? Or will we be there for each other like nobody ever could? Will it wash out in the water, or is it always in the blood? Never gonna come.